Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To talk more about all of this, our good friend from down in Chicago, from 670 The Score, an insider down there, executive editor of Pro Football Weekly, Hub Arkish, is joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Hub, how you been?
I'm good, Bill. How about yourself?
We're doing okay. I guess the biggest question in everybody's mind is, do you think we're going to get through a season without the interference of COVID? Have you gotten a really good look? I mean, has the NFL come up with a set of protocols to where we can say, okay, this season is going to be just kind of move forward as if nothing's going on in our world? I don't know how to be able to do it.
Yeah, the way they can. It's funny. I'm listening to you, and I hear you say, you know, Major League Baseball's coming back. Baseball's coming back. Whether baseball's coming back.
Right, right.
Obviously remains to be seen. You know, Bill, at the end of the day, it feels complicated, but it's really not. If, in fact, we're going to follow the science and be smart about this, and, you know, everything that we've heard, one thing that hasn't changed is that when you are exposed, what you're supposed to do is self-isolate or quarantine for 14 days. So, you know, whether it's baseball or basketball or football, they claim to have plans and they're going to do this mass testing, but the first time one of their teammates tests positive and they've all been in a locker room or on the field together, theoretically every one of them should go quarantine, you know. So I'm no scientist, believe me. I think I flunked every science class I ever took in school, but I don't know how they think they're going to do this safely. You know? And yeah. I guess the bigger issue that we're all facing right now in society is that, unlike other countries that have weathered the storm and are now open and somewhat closely, are choosing to do it less than completely safely. And as a result, it's not going away. And so I don't know how anybody can project the NFL season starts on time. Obviously, I want it to. If there's no games,
yeah,
I got a problem. So, but I don't see how it's going to happen.
I don't either. I keep trying to think that it's just going to be okay. And I know they're trying to get vaccines and trying to get such, accommodated, but I just don't know how they're going to do it. I mean, I guess on the field is what we're going to talk about, at least for the time being. And so, Hub, the changes that the Packers have made or didn't make, the changes the Vikings made, obviously you've got a quarterback issue, or maybe it'll come to a head eventually down in Chicago with Mitch Trubisky and such, now that we've heard him speak and he's coming back all fired up. I mean, the NFC North looks to be very contested. Has the gap closed between those three teams?
Well, I don't think there was three teams going in, if you think about it. You know, 2 years ago, the Bears go 12-4, while the Packers and Vikings are in down seasons. Last year, the Packers come back and go 13-3, while the Vikings are, you know, a playoff team and the Bears are hanging around 500. I look at the rosters, and yes, I think that the gap is very small, and I'm not sure it was ever that big. They all come with question marks. We can challenge what the Packers did personnel-wise during the offseason. We can question whether the Bears have the answers at quarterback. The Vikings, to me, that defense, they had so many cap casualties that they had to make that, you know, we think of the Vikings defense as one of the best in the NFL, and yet it's going to have half new starters this year. So that's a piece that we're going to have to wait and see until we can get them on the football field.
We're going to see, obviously, controversy this year as well, as we look outside just the game itself. A lot of players wanting to kneel, wanting to show supports of solidarity. I think the NFL has kind of learned pick its battles and don't get into this. Just, you know, support the players and support the league. I don't see the same division and I don't see the same alienation of fans as we saw a while back when Colin Kaepernick began his protest. Are we just in different times now, Hub, where this is going to be much more accepted than what we saw the last time around?
Well, we all can hope so, Bill, I guess is all
right.
I can say. We now have the proof in front of us. I'm not going to get into a debate with anyone as to, you know, whether kneeling during the anthem is appropriate or not. You know, people have their own strong opinions. It's not something that I would personally choose to do, but I would certainly be the first one in line to protest what Colin Kaepernick was trying to protest. And I think where we went wrong 4 years ago is certain people, and I don't want to start any political conversation, decided to try and make it about the anthem, about the flag, about, you know, our military, when it clearly never was. It was about a serious issue in our country, which we now all are talking about, which is, you know, the way minorities are treated by law enforcement. And you know, I don't know how anybody, you know, there's going to be folks who disagree when players take knees, but there's no question that more than not are going to be taking knees. And hopefully we'll all just let it go and focus on the football. You know, I personally, I hope also people will pay attention to the statement that they're trying to make. But relative to whether they should be kneeling during the anthem or not, I don't think anybody's ever going to completely agree, but I don't think you're going to hear it be as much of an issue. Obviously, it does depend on, you know, who wins the election in November, because if Trump gets reelected, he's going to make it an issue. And so, you know, I do my best not to get political in these things, but that's just reality. So we'll have to wait and see, you know, who the next president is.
Talking with Hub Arkus, Executive Director of Pro Football Weekly and the insider for 670 The Score out of Chicago. Interesting story that I read regarding Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. Coming into the twilight of his career, obviously the Steelers, every year it kind of hinges on him as to whether or not he can stay healthy. Mike Tomlin, minority head coach, obviously there, has had a lot of success. But Roethlisberger now acknowledges a lot of demons, alcoholism, pornography addiction, certain things that he has really not expressed openly before. Is this something, when it comes to a guy in the twilight of his career with a little bit of a reckoning? I saw some of this when Brett Favre had a new chip on his shoulder and felt he was clean and ready to go and healthy, and what he did with Minnesota and taking them to an NFC championship game. Is this where all of a sudden we have to look at the Pittsburgh Steelers and say, look, many things going on there, but the anchor that is Roethlisberger is back mentally and physically better than ever, and that's going to be a team to reckon with?
Well, we know he's a really good quarterback when he's healthy. And so as far as all these side issues off the field, I personally find him, you know, disturbing, only because we have to remember it was just a few years back that he was literally accused of rape, you know, and while never prosecuted, also never vindicated. So, you know, there's nothing to laugh about. I'm just, you know, it's hard
right.
to get your arms around the whole Ben Roethlisberger story. And so he played through all of that at his peak, you know, and so as far as these side issues, I don't know why he'd be talking about those things right now, other than, you know, maybe he is a changed man. Maybe he is seeing the light. You know, I don't know what this is all about, but I don't see it as having a lot of impact on the Steelers, because even when he was, you know, creating all these horrible distractions, they were a legit Super Bowl contender. Mike Tomlin, I think, is one of the best coaches in the NFL. It's remarkable, you know, when you think about where he started and the amount of personnel turnover, although much like Belichick has had Brady, he's had Roethlisberger. But other than that, he has won playoff games with a lot of different players. And so, I think that's a pretty good football team. They still have, some issues they've got to answer in that back seven on that defense. But it's a great offensive line, and if Roethlisberger is healthy, they're fine at wide receiver. So they should be a contender, particularly in that division, where I just don't believe that Baltimore is anywhere near as good as that record that they put up last year. And you saw that when they got into the first, you know, round of the playoffs.
Yeah, is that going to be the tag on Lamar Jackson, that, it, you know, tremendous regular season player until he gets out of the first round of the playoffs? We've seen now a couple of times in which he makes it into the postseason and then just looked deer in the headlights, almost. Like he just didn't, all of a sudden, just couldn't turn it on. And the defense has got the best of him. Obviously, Derrick Henry can run wild when he gets an opportunity to. But still, you really were looking for the showcase that was Jackson, and it just wasn't there. So is that now the albatross around his neck?
I don't know if it's that so much, Bill, and I know this is a controversial position, but it's my position. I don't think he's a quarterback. You know, he is the MVP. You know, I'm one of the voters. I voted for him the year he had last year. He deserved it. I don't think he's a quarterback who is regularly going to get you to the playoffs and win playoff games because he's not a very good passer. And you know, I know what the numbers said last year, but we've seen this time and again. You know, when a guy is a great athlete and he can make plays and a team gets on a roll and it's almost like magic, and next thing you know, Baltimore has won 14 games or whatever it is, and he's the MVP. But you go back and look at the tape, he still is, he's the same thrower of the football that he was in college, and he's not awful, he's just not that good. And the guy that comes to mind for me is the 2015 MVP, Cam Newton, you know, who had a 15-1 football team and won the MVP and then got blown out in the Super Bowl and never really has been all that competitive again since because, A, his problem has been injuries, and that happens with a lot of these mobile athletic quarterbacks, which Jackson is, but, B, was never a great passer, you know, so we'll see. You know, let's see if Jackson can put back-to-back seasons together. You know, certainly, you know, Patrick Mahomes has put two great back-to-back years together. I think that's why everybody is ready to anoint him as the next of the great quarterbacks. But as far as the rest of these young kids, a lot of them still have to establish themselves.
Hey, real quick, I know I'm up against the clock here, Hub, but I got to ask you, Colin Kaepernick, a lot of talk about him coming back into the league. I've said before, if I'm a general manager and I bring him in and I don't give him a job because maybe time has just passed him by, then I look as if I'm giving him a token opportunity and I'll be widely criticized. If you don't bring him in, you'll be criticized for not giving him an opportunity. Is there a strong enough organization to be able to bring him in, and does he find a job, do you think, this season, even though we know he's been out of the league for 3 years?
Yeah, you know, Bill, I think there's a number of organizations that are capable of handling it and being prepared for the possibility that you know, that he's not the same athlete, same football player that he was 3-4 years ago. The interesting thing to me, though, and unless I'm missing something, and I don't think I am, I have not heard Colin Kaepernick state adamantly that he wants to come back.
Right.
You know, we had all that controversy around the phony workouts last fall. And so some people were saying, well, he's just hiding and playing it for publicity. And, you know, others like myself set him up to fail, and I couldn't fault him for what was going on. But at the end of the day, since then, I'm waiting for Kaepernick to say, hey, I'm ready. I want to play. I would have expected that, you know, a couple weeks ago, and I haven't heard it. So we'll see. But I'd be very surprised, assuming he wants to play, if he not only doesn't get tryouts, but if he doesn't get a job. Now, can he play at the level he played the last time around in the NFL? Like you said, it's been 3 seasons, you know, who knows? I just,
right.
It's really hard to stay away from the game that long and come back and still have it.
It's always a pleasure, Hub. I appreciate your time, man. Stay safe, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon down the road, okay?
Thank you, Bill. Be well.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon. Hub Arkish, executive editor of Pro Football Weekly, insider for 670 The Score and Westwood One out of Chicago. He joins us on a Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.